So this brother was simply left to his own devices, he had to find his own way. Now and then he received advice from his fellow brothers and sisters, the inhabitants who lived in this village, but he could not listen to them. He was still looking for his happiness, as he imagined it. Well, in the meantime the time had come for his former life companion to pass away. She was led into exactly the same world, into the same village where her former husband was. They met. Now the woman was disappointed and indignant, because she did not want to know anything about her husband. When they explained to her that earthly life was over, that she had to live in the world beyond and that life would go on, she was disappointed that she would now have to be with this man again. Now a spirit of God came, took this woman, after she had been granted a time of rest and sleep, led her to this man and explained to the two of them, "You have not understood each other in your life. You have burdened each other. Now you must try to find peace with each other here. As people you could not live in peace. It can only be for the salvation of your souls if you learn to understand each other here." The Spirit of God assigned them an apartment and then recommended to this man that he must start his work, namely his future activity would be similar to that in his human life. The Spirit of God spoke to both of them and said that neither of them should reproach the other, but that each of them was now given the task of contributing enough to enable the other to live in peace. That would mean that they would find peace and understand each other, that they would no longer entertain evil thoughts and would try to be well disposed towards one another. They had a lot to do. The man, who had already been in this world beyond for some time, had already begun to change his opinion. The others had spoken to him and he now wanted to adapt to them. He was ashamed that things were not actually going better for him and that an angel of God had rebuked him in front of his former wife, with whom he had lived. He was ashamed of this rebuke and was now willing to obey. Now they were both to work in the same way as before and share the work with each other. The work was assigned to them. But they were not to work all the time, because when a spirit has come so far and is ready to enter into God's order and to be taught, the higher spiritual beings come and give it instruction. They explain the spiritual laws to such beings in a way that they can understand. They are also told that the Christian holidays that people celebrate in remembrance of Christ, the Redeemer, are also celebrated in the spiritual world. In this way they are also made aware of when the time comes when people are again reminded of redemption through Jesus Christ, and that such a time will be blessed for people if they can really connect internally with the spiritual world of God and with the Spirit of Truth. The closer their relationship to the Kingdom of God, the greater the blessing that will be poured out on them on such holidays. For not only people should remember this work of redemption with joy, there should also be rejoicing in the world beyond. And so these two were reminded that the time had just come again when this festival in remembrance of redemption through Christ would also be celebrated in the spiritual realm. This message was announced to them, and so they were all allowed to take part in a teaching. They were given the opportunity to enter a temple that had been built in this village, where they could come together and sing and pray together. They were thus allowed to step out of their miserable huts and come together in a better, more beautiful room, so that they could also take part in the praise and thanksgiving. When such a time approaches and the spirits are called upon, those who are of good will go. There are only a few who turn away and who are not prepared to accept such an invitation. They are usually those who have not lived in this new world for very long and who have no connection to this new environment and to everything that is happening there. They feel more like a human being than a spirit. They then stay outside and do not take part in these festivities. This man and this woman had the opportunity to take part in such a festival for a joint prayer of thanks. This temple, which is at such a low stage of development or ascension, is of a modest nature. But it is filled with a wonderful atmosphere, because angels of God have sanctified this room, filled it with this holy power, they have thus radiated their finite. It fills those present with bliss to be in this room, even if only temporarily. They then hear the teachings that are given to them and the encouragement to do everything for their ascension. They pray and sing together. When such celebrations can be experienced, it gives many of these ascending spirit brothers and sisters greater courage, and they do their work more conscientiously and beg God for grace, for mercy, that they might be freed from their distress, that is, that they might be redeemed and led away from the village where they have lived up to now and to a more beautiful place. That means an infinite amount, for this is ascension, relief, bliss for both, and that is what it is all about. So these higher spirit brothers and sisters will also come to these lower levels of ascension to prepare a dwelling or a temple so that their brothers and sisters can feel happy there for the time being, so that it gives them courage and confidence again to prepare themselves for the better world, the higher world. After such celebrations, those who have made the most progress can also be led away. Thus these two, who had always quarreled in human life, were able to recognize the real spiritual life. The man's desire for intoxication has gone. He has turned to the higher and taken another step upwards. So the two are told, and both have to spend their purification together and practice mutual understanding and goodwill. They have to stay together until the spirit world of God finds that both have learned something in this respect and have been partially purified. Then they are freed and they can separate, and each is given a new task. At first it consists of better work. Later the further laws are explained to them, the necessity of their ascent and thus of the future new earthly life, which plays an important role in the ascent. All this is explained to them, and if they are willing to move forward, then the way to this ascent is also cleared. So these two are on the way upwards. They were separated when they understood each other and promised to do everything for spiritual ascent and not to abandon God's order. So you can understand when their greeting message is given to you here, by your deceased relatives or friends, say, at first they had great difficulty adjusting to this new world. But afterwards they became happy, content with their surroundings and with the support they were given. For they are not abandoned, they are not left to themselves. If they are willing to ascend, they, each of them, will be given a hand to ascend. Then each will go their own way again. They remain bound together by a bond of former togetherness. They can occasionally come together again if they express this wish. But if the spiritual world of God considers it better for each to go their own way, then it will also do its part to ensure that the paths remain separate. But the memory of the time spent together is not erased. If a spirit being has the desire to see and experience how it has ascended, this can be explained and shown to it again. But the advice can also be given that one should not live in such a desire, that is, not be interested in the past, but rather concern oneself with the future, with ascension, with making things better, and that there is so much for each individual to do and to achieve for this ascension, for this better life. And the spirits of God always agree to give the individual the support to accelerate this ascension. Don't look back, but look forward and do everything you can to understand the meaning of life, to be reunited as a family, to regain the happiness that once was. So, dear brothers and sisters, I was commissioned to give you this report. I am withdrawing back into my world. May God's blessing accompany and protect you. Greetings. Experience report by Spirit Teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quartenkunstress, Zurich. Original, tape recording, October 2, 1968. A couple of parents and their great love for the child left behind on earth. Every person prepares their own future heavenly home. Joseph, greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, it is I, your trusted friend. Many of you have had a very contemplative week, the meditation week with Spirit Teacher Len. Interesting facts were also added, and so you were able to enrich your knowledge anew. Dear brothers and sisters, in this hour I will tell you about ascending human brothers and sisters. This should also serve to enrich you. If it is possible or necessary, I will give explanations. There was a married couple who had to leave this earthly world quite early. They left behind a daughter. Relatives did not take care of this daughter, and so she was taken to an orphanage. This couple, who died shortly after one another, were allowed to live together in the world beyond, work together and share an apartment. They were happy, but something still bothered them. It was their child that they had to leave behind and that grew up in an orphanage. So they took every opportunity to go to their child. Once they did this together, another time the mother went first and then later the father. Each wanted to help the child. They warned it when it was necessary. They also tried to guide it in such a way that it was obedient. They even helped it at school by influencing it. They did it out of pity and compassion, because they did not want their child to be punished as severely as was usual at the time. So they took turns and supported their child whenever possible. They themselves were actually very happy in the spiritual world. They were undemanding. They lived in an oblong house that had two stories. On the ground floor there were spiritual workshops, and on the upper floor there was one apartment after the other for the spirit brothers and sisters who worked there. Some of these spirit brothers and sisters were alone and were allowed to live in an apartment for themselves. Others were in pairs, like this couple of parents who had been together in human life. This oblong house was freestanding, that is, there were no other houses in the immediate vicinity. In front of and behind the house these spirit brothers and sisters were given the opportunity to tend their own garden. They could cultivate and plant it according to their own taste. In return, certain bushes and flowers and the like were made available to them. But anyone who wanted something special to decorate their garden, be it more beautiful flowers or certain objects, had to buy these additional things and in return they had to perform a service. Through this special service, a wish could be expressed and then it was considered what could be given in return or how much the person in question still had to do in order to receive what was desired. The services that had to be performed consisted mainly of serving others. The level that these spirit brothers and sisters occupied was not one of the lowest, but also did not exceed the middle of the ladder of ascension. So they did their work together and the angelic world was satisfied with their work. I have already emphasized that they were actually undemanding. On earth, that is, where they grew up, nothing special had been offered to them. They had a simple life. It was no comparison with a life today, because it was very modest. So even after death, this modesty was still present in one's feelings and in all one's thoughts. One did not desire precious things or a varied life. One was not used to such things and had no memory of them and was therefore content with what one had. Now there was garden after garden, and everyone planted their garden according to their own taste and the effort they could make to acquire additional things and thereby make their garden even more beautiful and richer. But it was not everyone's job to do additional things. The two spirit brothers were very modest and immediately satisfied with what they had. Now, this couple had always observed their daughter who had been left behind on earth. She grew up, later got married, and the new family had children again. So these spiritual grandparents now had new tasks with their grandchildren. There was also a lot to prevent, look after and protect. And so they took turns again and enjoyed the new tasks that had fallen to them through their grandchildren. All their love was primarily for their daughter and these grandchildren, and they also occupied themselves with the thought that their daughter would also one day pass over into the world of God. They thought and talked about how their daughter would certainly end up like them. In life, no one had been particularly interested in what would happen afterwards, and so they wanted to do some preparatory work and prepare a home for her. When she did pass over, she would already have a well-prepared, beautiful apartment, and they wanted to make the garden particularly beautiful for her. Now all they were concerned about was acquiring this garden and this apartment. They were used to spirit brothers and sisters moving in and out of the neighboring apartments. They didn't think about why some kept leaving and others coming. There was a reason for that. Those who were able to leave this level were allowed to move up, and so new spirit brothers and sisters were given the opportunity to live the, do their work and do something pleasant and enjoyable at the same time, work in the garden. Now the two of them had long been waiting for the moment when the apartment next to them and the garden that went with it would become free. They had agreed among themselves that they would occupy the adjacent apartment for their daughter as soon as someone moved out. Occasionally, someone from the higher spiritual world would come to check whether everything was in order, but they never really had any problems. The work they did was always appreciated and they didn't get any special compliments for it. In the meantime, they also went to the teaching sessions and had their devotional time. They went to the temple together, where they gave honor to God and where the angelic world was also present. The life they lived reminded them so much of their human life that they believed they had the full right to occupy the adjoining apartment. When they finally moved out, one of them went over, took items from their own apartment, sat down in the other apartment and pretended to live there. They did the same with the garden. They soon redesigned the garden and simply considered it their property. The spirit world of God saw this, of course, but at first they did not intervene. They let the two of them do as they pleased for a while. In their spiritual teachings they had long been taught about the laws and order of God, so they should have realized from these teachings that they were not allowed to do this. So the world of God looked on for a while. But then the time had come for the angelic beings to intervene. They went into the house and confronted this spirit brother, pointing out to him that he had appropriated something that did not belong to him. But he said that he only wanted to have his daughter close to him when she came home, and that this was not important if he had prepared the house a little earlier and had it ready. He was of the opinion that this was now his right. The angel told him that this was not permitted and that the daughter would take care of herself. She would decide for herself where she would go after her earthly death. By this, the angel wanted to say, according to her merits, according to the life she had lived, she would take her place, and this does not necessarily have to be near her parents. But the two did not want to hear that. After the angel had brought this to their attention, he asked them to vacate the apartment and to prepare the garden again as was usual for a new arrival. The apartment was also to be put back in this state. Well, the two of them did not do it. Together they had all sorts of excuses ready. One time they both lived in this other apartment, the other time only one part, and since they were allowed this free will in the meantime and no intervention was made, they believed that they had simply received the concession from the higher world for it. Since they conscientiously fulfilled their task in their work and also gave no other reason, they should have reprimanded. The spirit world of God simply had a different decision for them. So an angel of God came to them quite unexpectedly when they were once again in this adjoining apartment and were talking about how happy they would be to welcome their daughter, how they would then be able to work and live together, how beautiful life together would be and how they would then be able to experience what they had not been able to experience in human life, namely this togetherness, and how they would like to fully enjoy it in the spiritual world. So they were together in this strange apartment, having a wonderful conversation, when the angel of God came to them and said that they should leave this place as quickly as possible. Another apartment had been prepared for them, which was much nicer than the one they had lived in up to now. They should now get ready as quickly as possible to move into this new apartment. The preparations had been made there. They were expected and they would be surprised and very pleased. This angel of God said this very lovingly and said goodbye, saying, "Someone else is coming to fetch you and accompany you there." And now the two of them, on the one hand they were disappointed, on the other hand they were of course also happy and full of anticipation for their new home, which was supposed to be nicer. For they had already heard similar things, that there were levels and homes that were much nicer, and a life that had much more to offer than theirs. This new life in the kingdom of God actually interested them very much, but now all their plans were suddenly shattered. They had prepared the home for their daughter and left the garden as it was despite instructions to the contrary, for they had brought the most beautiful of what they had earned extra over to this garden to make their daughter happy with it. Now they had to hurry and they were supposed to restore the garden to its usual state. That was what they were told, and of course they wanted to take the extra, the beautiful things that they had earned with them. So they prepared all their personal belongings. This spiritual property, this possession, was actually very small. Now this angel came, who had the task of fetching them. He saw that the two had prepared the things they wanted to take with them, and he had no objections. He looked at the apartments they had to leave behind and the gardens and said, "Yes, some things will have to be changed, because you did not do what you were told." But this was not meant as a complaint, rather it was just a matter of being easily blamed, because they had changed things in the apartments, which they should not have done without the permission of God's spirit world. So they went over to a higher level with the little spiritual wealth they had. It was very small. A new world awaited them here, for them it was of course new. They came to another village, but this one looked completely different to the one they had left behind. There was no longer a factory building like the one they had lived in, which reminded them of their human days. Instead, there were beautiful houses in large gardens, at greater distances from each other. It seemed to the two of them that everything was much more colorful. But there was also a much busier hustle and bustle. So they were excited to see what was to come. The angels led them into a house that was actually more of a small house, because it was only on one level. But it was surrounded by a magnificent garden. Spirit brothers and sisters were there to welcome them. They also met relatives and other acquaintances from their previous earthly life, who introduced themselves to them. So there was a small reception, and everyone was happy for each other. Some were happy that they could ascend, and others that they could greet these long-awaited relatives and spirit brothers and sisters. So there was a small celebration. The work that had to be carried out here was of a completely different kind. Whereas previously they had to work in a workshop, they now had to carry out their work among other spiritual brothers and sisters. This work was actually much more about serving others, that is, it consisted of helping others in their distress. It was therefore a personal, spiritual and mental task that now came to them. The two of them needed some time to familiarize themselves with this new world, and they were also given the opportunity to make friends with it. They did not have to start their work straight away, but first of all they had to get to know their new surroundings. They were allowed to be measured against the surroundings. And they did. They walked around the area, greeted their neighbors and were very happy. They were therefore very happy about their ascent. But then an angel of God came to them and explained that they could probably stay together for a while, but that they would then have to prepare for separation. They had had the joy of sharing work with each other for a while and also attending school together. But now the separation had to begin and each had to go their own way. This hurt both of them a little, because they asked that they be allowed to be together, and the spirits of God showed leniency and explained, "Yes, we will let you be together until your daughter comes." But they were made aware that the daughter was not allowed to live with them, nor would she move into the apartment they had prepared. Neither of these was the case, but the daughter would have her own apartment, and she had chosen this apartment herself through her achievements in life. The angel explained that they would then have the opportunity to be together with their daughter. He made them aware of the new activity they had to do and of the preparation for their separation. For these two were still connected by the bond of human, earthly affiliation. Now this bond should not be torn, but should be severed. So they stayed together and fulfilled their tasks together until the time when their daughter passed over into the spiritual world. They were allowed to be there to welcome her, they visited her, gave her advice and were delighted to discover that their daughter actually had a much nicer home than they had had at first. The daughter had had a life of merit and so she occupied a beautiful level in the spiritual world and a beautiful home too. So this couple could now be happy about it and nothing in their souls and in their thoughts should prevent them from separating from each other. It is painful for one or the other of those who have returned home when they are still bound by the bond of togetherness and see how the other has to suffer because of the separation or because of their own burden. This makes the spirit brothers and sisters in the world beyond uncomfortable, just as they are unhappy when they realize that their relatives who are still living on earth are not living according to God's will. In the spiritual world they are also disappointed when their relationships are not harmonious. So the separation should be easier for this couple. And so it was. The Spirit of God came and explained. The bond of earthly togetherness has been loosened. Now you must go your own spiritual ways. Each must give his all from his own strength to accelerate his ascent. Up until now they had shown consideration for one another. If one had found it difficult to fulfill his tasks, the other had simply gone to meet him and helped to bear the difficult or to fulfill the more difficult task. They had simply walked the path to the top together. All of this is permitted in the lower stages of ascent, that one supports one another in the ascent, that one helps one another. But when a certain spiritual level of development is reached, one wants to demand the utmost from each individual, without having to take into account the backwardness of the next person with whom one lives, because this would hinder the ascent of the stronger part. Consequently, the separation should now give each the opportunity to undertake further ascent using his own strength. They should have the opportunity to come together again, because their bond was not torn, it was only loosened. Now there should be competition in spiritual ascent. There should be no jealousy on the part of one or the other, but joy should fill each one when they see that the other has achieved great achievements. It should be a joy such as one feels in the family when a member of the family has achieved respect in his human life, has a corresponding position in life and one is proud and takes joy in it and knows no jealousy. This feeling must also be present in the spiritual world in these families that are still somewhat connected. And so each one, the daughter, as well as the father and the mother, had the opportunity to put themselves at the service of their neighbor. In the kingdom of heaven, in the spiritual world, where the ascent of souls takes place, there is an infinite amount of work to be done. In human terms, it is difficult to understand all the work that has to be done and how much work is constantly waiting to be completed. If you look at it, but once you have reached these higher levels, the work of the ascended spirit brothers and sisters is in a different proportion than in the lower levels. In these higher levels, great importance is placed on doing very responsible work. The higher you climb, the greater the responsibility and the more conscientious you must be. You must therefore have a very specific knowledge of the spiritual order and its laws. This is the prerequisite for carrying out further work. This is how these spirit brothers and sisters are sent out, once into the spirit world itself. There is so much to do, taking care of spirit brothers and sisters who simply cannot find their way in their new world because this new world is so foreign to them, because they did not believe in it in their human life, because some arrive in this world in despair, because they have lost their earthly possessions, because they have become propertyless, others because they have been called away from their duties and tasks and were unable to complete their task, others because they were separated from their family members, had to leave behind small children and therefore cannot find their way in this new world because there are too many problems in their souls. They are still too closely connected to the thinking power of earthly people because they have not been in the spiritual world for very long and this new world is foreign to them because they know nothing about the spiritual laws, nothing about the order, nothing about God, nothing about his plan of salvation. They are truly strangers in this world. There are very many who are unhappy about this. They are unhappy about this because they previously lived in a world that could offer them everything, with which they were completely familiar, and now suddenly all of this has been taken away from them and they are standing in a foreign world with nothing. It takes a lot of devotion, a lot of sacrifice to look after such spiritual brothers and sisters. You can perhaps imagine how it can feel for those who have lived a life full of pleasure and comfort, and suddenly they are nobody, strangers, have no reputation and are no longer favored by anyone. So they are lost and unhappy and have only one wish, to go back to the world they came from. They don't want to believe that they have died. And so there are all kinds of scenes, truly scenes. Untrained spirit brothers and sisters or those who have familiarized themselves with the new world but do not yet have the power of persuasion themselves and only have modest spiritual knowledge cannot help them. They cannot be used for such a task. So further ascended spirit brothers and sisters must teach these unfortunate ones. They must look after them. They go to these spirit brothers and sisters and now share this very modest apartment with them. This is their new task now, because their reputation has risen, their appearance is particularly marked. They are seen and addressed as higher spiritual beings, and now they are supposed to be able to give something of their acquired knowledge and their knowledge to these others. It is not enough to simply say to these unfortunate people, you must now accept your new situation, and you must now simply pray and believe in God. It does not happen so quickly. You cannot impress and convince one person or another with such words.